In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Three women came to the tomb early in the morning. Two Marys and Salome. Neither of the Marys were the Theotokos, the Mother of God. Although when we say the myrrh-bearers, we refer not to three, but to five. The other two came at other times. And if you look at the icon for today, you will see the two Marys that we mentioned in the Gospel and Salome there in the front. But behind them, you can see the top of two more halos, nimbi, referring to the other two of the five myrrh-bearers. One of these Marys was the sister-in-law of the Theotokos, and Salome was her stepdaughter. You can very quickly get involved in all of the family ties and relationships when you start to think about the fact that one of the Marys was the mother of a James, and there are several James, and you have to sort them out. Many of our Lord's apostles and disciples were members of a large extended family. And those that weren't, it seemed as though they had become part of the family. There was that kind of a sense. So they visited the tomb early in the morning. Two of the women were mothers. And St. Nikolai Velimirovich, when he meditates on and contemplates this day, one of the first things he focuses on, the very first, is the love of a mother for a child that has died. He asks us, when that mother goes to visit the tomb of her child, who goes to visit that tomb? And his answer is that within her soul, the mother carries her child or her children that have died. And inside of her soul, St. Nikolai says, her concern for herself takes up a very small space because the rest of her soul is devoted to the love of the child that she has lost. And then he compares such a mother to Jesus Christ. Because from the time of the fall, the Son of God has had to lose one life after another to death. And like the mother who has lost a child, none of those lives has been forgotten. When he comes into this world, Jesus comes to visit all of his children who have died. First, he visits those who still survive in the tomb of the body. What's that? The living who are still living unto death. They will die. He calls the body the earthen grave, the earthen grave of the body. From God's point of view, since we are created out of the dust of the earth, there are those who are still living in the tomb of the body, but will die. Those who are in the midst of the living death of a life that is given over to this world, which is a life unto death. And there are those, on the other hand, who have already died and are entombed in the earth. But they are all entombed, whether now or at the end of a brief lifespan in terms of this world, in the end, all have died. When Jesus comes to the tomb of Lazarus, he has come to the tomb of one of his children, and he weeps. He weeps for all of his children who have died. And so first he visits those who are still living in terms of the world, and then he dies on the cross, and he visits the rest, those who have been entombed in the earth. And so he visits all of his children who have died. His only real concern is for those who have died. whether they are still living and breathing in the world or whether that has stopped and they are entombed in the earth. His only concern is for the resurrection of those who have died. The mother, if she could do something for her child that has died, she would be willing to do anything. Jesus Christ can and does do something. He ascends the cross and enters death itself and destroys it in order to raise his dead children and to restore them into a divine human life like his own. By way of his full humanity and our humanity that we share with him, we can enter into this divine human life and no longer be imprisoned by death, whether we are still living and breathing or whether that has come to its quick end at the end of a short life according to the world. God has given us his own life, what the mother would willingly do. The mother who has lost her child to death, would she not be willing to go through all Christ went through if she could bring her child back, restore her to life? Is it so difficult for us to relate to the love of God and to his determination to restore us to life, even though it takes what it does for him to come into the world, to join himself to our humanity, and to die in the agony of the cross so that we might arise and no longer be prisoners to the living death of a love of things that will pass away, as we are not meant to pass away? This is why God came into the world. The joy of the resurrection is the joy of those who have made themselves one with Christ by turning their backs on a worship of the world, put that behind them, had an end put to the life that they were going to live unto death, and instead, we enter into the divine human life of Christ. We do the things in the world that we need to do. They are tasks that one can do. But the question is whether we are living our lives unto death or whether we are living our lives unto hope and the resurrection. That's the difference. We pass through death as we pass through this life. We pass through sins and hopefully turn against them, and we pass through suffering, and all of those things are meant to be the passage of return to the life that we share in Christ, a divine, human, and eternal life that this world cannot put an end to, that this world cannot overcome in any temptation. That temptation can be dealt with. We need to put an end to the idea that we are somehow bound to the affirmation of those temptations over and over, as this false self that feels so sorry for itself falls into temptation again and again and then excuses itself. We need not live life in that way. We are able to maintain a faithfulness to the life that Christ has shared with us. It may be start and stop. It will be certainly for everyone. How can we know what it is to get up again if we have not fallen? But at each fall and at each rising again from that fall, because we can rise from any fall through Christ, our determination becomes the determination of Jesus Christ himself to live life in a world where death is still present and sin and suffering and temptation are still present. But we are not bound to those. We are not controlled by those. The overcoming of all those things has been accomplished. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.